Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. It is Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Wednesday afternoon, pretty nice one. I think the weather's going to be kind of an issue. We'll talk to Austin about that. He'll be in about 3 or 4 minutes with the evening forecast. Also, he'll jump in and look at a five-day forecast for you. But right now, let's look at three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, while one transitional housing program closes its doors, new program set to launch and open its doors in August, Maxwell Respite Center will officially close on June 30th. The new tenant, Overflow Health Alliance, will introduce a new program called ROOTS, or Reclaiming Our Own Transitional Stability, OHA. Will provide transitional housing, workforce development, skills training, and primary medical care services right there at the corner of North Palafox and Maxwell Streets.
And U.S. Navy Commander Stephanie Beal is the new executive officer of NAS Whiting Field in Milton. Beal is a native of San Diego, and she assumes command as the primary overseer of the base's daily operations, training, and discipline, and ensuring smooth coordination of personnel while enforcing security protocols and maintaining readiness.
Here's number three, and it just broke late this afternoon. FDLE continues to uncover just how deep Pace Pharmacy's alleged illegal drug ring goes. The recent arrest of the pharmacy's owners has uncovered alarming allegations. Stephen and Monique Berklow were arrested, or I should say rearrested, on June 23rd, showing that Stephen Berklow allegedly used the identity of numerous local doctors to write himself prescriptions. Well, agents found at least 30 different controlled medications, all allegedly written by Mr. Berklow, using multiple doctors' names from Santa Rosa and Escambia counties.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, well, UWF archaeology students are currently excavating an Apalachee village site in Molino. Originally discovered in 2009, the site paused excavations in 2015 due to the discovery of the DeLuna settlement, but has resumed research now a decade later. The field study, concluding this Friday, aims to equip students with the experience needed for future careers in archaeology, with plans to return next year for further exploration.
ECUA says they're no longer fluoridating the water. This comes after Florida Senate Bill 700, which banned additives in public drinking water. ECUA's executive director, Bruce Woody, who's a real nice guy, says the last of the fluoride was added last week.
We were still interested in fluoride, and resources regarding that material, you can go to ECUA's website under the Live Green tab. There's another tab called Our Water Supply, and there you can find out some information, a little bit about the history of the Senate bill, for starters, also some additional sources for fluoride, if you want to pursue that separately and individually.
Well, ECUA opted to stop purchasing the additive and run out of the supply they had. The last of the fluoride supplies ran out on Monday, June the 16th. Well, okay, 6:15. Sure is. Austin Price looking at our weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at what we got here, not too much going on. A lot of the congestion we were dealing with has seemingly died down. Still got some backups on Highway 87, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's been giving us problems all afternoon, but unless you're in that area, there shouldn't be much holding you up for overly long. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 76 tonight, so it's not too hot out there, all things considered. Tomorrow is going to be a different story, though. We got some of tonight's rain chances bleeding into a pretty steamy Thursday. It's going to be a high of 93, and similarly to tonight, a low of 76.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty. Indonesia, Poland, Hungary, what do they all have in common? Well, they launched, they were on the launch of their very first, they put the astronauts in space. First time in decades on a private flight to the International Space Station. Fox's Jonathan Searay has more from the Kennedy Space Center this afternoon.
Four more astronauts are on the way to the International Space Station. The Axiom 4 mission launched crew members from Hungary, Italy, and Poland under the leadership of former NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson.
We had an incredible ride uphill, and now we like to set our course for the International Space Station aboard the newest member of the Dragon fleet, our spacecraft named Grace.
Whitson says she and the crew chose the name Grace because spaceflight is not just a feat of engineering, but a benefit for all humanity. They plan to spend 2 weeks on the space station conducting medical research and other studies before returning to Earth with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. At Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Jonathan Searay, Fox News.
And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is leading its largest ever revegetation project on Lake Kissimmee. The agency is spending more than $2.3 million to replant native grasses and trees to improve water quality and wildlife habitat. Over a million plants have already been added to help fish and birds, including the endangered Everglades snail kite.
And annual audit of Citizens, the insurer of last resort for Florida, showing the company's financial health has turned the corner.
Up until this point, since I've been on this board, we've been in crisis mode.
Yep.
And it's been about glide path, getting rate, tort reform, fixing things, and we're in a spot to do that.
Okay, that's board member, by the way, Charlie Lidecker, saying thanks to the 2022 litigation reform and depopulation of thousands of policyholders, company is financially stable. Despite the policy cutbacks, Citizens is still the primary property insurer in the state of Florida.
All right, and Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill known as Senate Bill 118 that could facilitate the establishment of President Donald Trump's presidential library here in the Sunshine State. The legislation passed during the spring session prevents local governments from imposing restrictions on presidential libraries and grants the state authority to regulate their creation and operation. The move was announced alongside 13 other bills signed by the governor.
Death Row has one less inmate here in Florida. Jonathan Saucier has more on News Radio 92.3.
A man convicted of raping and killing a woman near a Central Florida bar was executed Tuesday evening. 51-year-old Thomas Lee Godinez received a lethal injection in Florida State Prison, making him the seventh person put to death in Florida this year. Godinez, convicted in the May 1994 killing of Michelle McGrath and sentenced to death in 1995. Attorneys for Godinez filed appeals with the Florida Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court, but they were rejected. 24 men have been put to death so far this year across the United States. Florida has executed more people than any other state. John Saucier, Fox News.
And Rick Scott is trying to close what he calls a clear and dangerous loophole in the higher education system. The senator yesterday introduced the American Students First Act. It proposes a cap on the number of foreign students that can attend U.S. universities on F and M visas. Scott's proposing to cap at 10% of the student body, but under current law, there is no limit.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Officials in Florida announcing a successful operation that led to the arrest of several criminals who are now facing gun charges. Brent Skiles, the acting special agent in charge of FBI Miami, says Operation Viper lasted from mid-May to late June and saw 60 people charged by local police in several cities in South Florida, with five more facing federal charges. Skiles says their mission was focused on combating violent crime.
Although the rapid deployment team has departed, our priority on violent crime continues as we shift resources internally and towards combating violent crime, with additional operations planned in the coming months.
In total, 21 firearms were seized, including two fully automatic firearms.
All right, 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines happening on this Wednesday right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with ECUA about some financial savings they've gotten purchasing trucks for about $100,000 less than they had been paying before. Also, beginning the recycling process with the city of Pensacola. Airport Director Matt Coughlin tells us how the projects around the airport are going. And another episode of Milton City Council Melodrama Theater. Who pays the defense for a lawsuit brought against a sitting city council member for not producing their public records? You can listen to all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
I spat your drink. You miss too much these days if you're stuck to think.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, President Trump's, of course, at the NATO summit in the Netherlands. Just got the word here that the NATO leaders there have passed President Trump's recommendations upping that percentage of participation for NATO fees annually. Mm. So that's pretty interesting. Here's Jonathan Savage.
At this summit, the wishes of the U.S. president are setting the agenda. The main topic for today's leaders' meeting is President Donald Trump's personal priority, getting allies to spend a lot more of their GDP on defense.
I said you're going to have to lift it to 4% or 5%.
A position supported by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
A shift of the burden from the U.S. more to the Canadians and the Europeans, which I think is fair.
But things have the potential to go off track. Not every member wants to spend that much money on their military, and divisions over Ukraine and Israel might emerge. In The Hague, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All right, 624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks taking a breather after Tuesday's rally and ending mixed as an Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding and investors digested remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell during his second day of congressional testimony. Powell stressing that the central bank is still studying the effects of President Trump's tariffs before deciding on interest rate cuts. Tech stocks were among the gainers, lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, while consumer staples lagged. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Visa, Travelers, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 107 points, the NASDAQ higher by 61. S&P 500 was flat. Hillary Bars, Fox News.
625 Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, not much going on. We were having some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly just about cleared out. So if there's any issues that you're having, they shouldn't hold you up for much longer. As for the weather, locally 80 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Got some slight thunderstorm chances that are going to bleed into your Thursday, where it will be a high of 93 and yet another low of 76.
Well, the heat's taking center stage across America. Millions of Americans bracing for severe storms across the Midwest as forecasters warn of a ring of fire pattern. Steve Bender tells us more from New York City.
This is all attached to that heat dome that's in place. The temperatures spread along the East Coast, mid to upper 90s. Actually feels like north of 105. That heat index in some of these locations there in Charlotte, 106. This is brutal, but that high pressure is going to drift towards the southwest, and that opens up that opportunity for that ring of fire. Now, for us in the Northeast, we're going to benefit from that shift as the temperatures drop. Notice 69 on Friday. It never felt so good after a heat wave like this. Why we call it ring of fire, the upper air pattern, all the storms forms a ring.
And in that spiel, he mentioned the Northeast, so let's keep it up there for a moment. New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver has pleaded not guilty to assault charges stemming from her visit to a Newark detention center. The Democrat represents Newark, and she's charged with forcibly impeding ICE officers in the May 9th incident. Newark mayor, meanwhile, Ross Baraka, was also initially arrested at the time, but he was later cleared.
Okay. A former Texas summer camp counselor is under arrest today after police say he threatened to carry out the next Columbine shooting. Angelo Bavaro has the details for us.
We're at one of the nation's top training centers where first responders learn how to rescue people in fast-moving water. This state-of-the-art Swiftwater facility has a river simulation, and we're watching New York State Police dive teams jump in and test their swimming skills. About 700 first responders are getting this experience here each year. Pablo Davis runs the complex. He says this kind of controlled environment helps these students get more reps in than they would in a natural river.
This gives us an awful lot of opportunity and flexibility to create different rapids, to bring in outside instructors, to learn from them, to innovate and develop new programs and courses.
They get requests to train people from all over the world here. In Oriskany, New York, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
23-year-old Mario Bernal of Utah was arrested on Sunday after someone reported his disturbing statements. Police say Bernal made threats to kids at Camp Choye, a popular Christian summer camp in Livingston, Texas. According to an arrest warrant, Bernal said he would, quote, create the next Columbine shooting if the kids made him mad. Staffers at the camp also reported that Bernal locked a group of kids in a hot room, refusing to let them leave as a form of discipline. Bernal has been charged with a terror threat, impeding public service. He's being held in jail on a $50,000 bond. Angelo Bavaro, Fox News.
And speaking of hijinks in Texas, also had a story here about a fella who is under arrest for allegedly posing as an ICE agent to pull off a robbery. Listen to how lazy this was. This happened in Houston in a mainly Hispanic neighborhood. Police say the man used his car to block the victim and then flashed a badge while stealing his cash. It is unclear if the 37-year-old suspect was covering his face, but an ICE spokesperson condemned the attack and promised that federal charges will be pressed.
Okay, 627 News Radio 92.3. More federal prison facilities are now approved to house immigrant detainees. Eben Brown has more on News Radio 92.3.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons will allow the housing of detained illegal migrants at three more of their facilities, including the very same one where Sean Diddy Combs is being held and where Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. The Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York, the Federal Correction Institution in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, and the Federal Detention Center in Honolulu. Those facilities join five other federal prisons now holding detained migrants. Critics say housing migrants in prisons is inappropriate as they're not facing criminal proceedings, though migrants are not being housed with the prison's regular population. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Some lawmakers are expressing concerns over newly elected socialist New York City Democratic mayoral candidate. Nate Foy, reporting from Manhattan this afternoon.
The response from Republican lawmakers is exactly what you would expect it to be. Many are very concerned about his socialist ideas. The allegations of anti-Semitism continue, but the criticism is not only coming from the Republican Party. It's also coming from within the Democratic Party, with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries congratulating Mamdani today, but refusing to endorse him, at least not yet. Democratic Congresswoman Laura Gillen went a step further. She's from Long Island and criticized Mamdani on X, writing, quote, "Socialist Zohran Mamdani is too extreme to lead New York City. Mr. Mamdani has called to defund the police and has demonstrated a deeply disturbing pattern of unacceptable anti-Semitic comments."
Okay, that'll be interesting to follow. NYC. Escambia County has jobs, not enough applicants to fill current vacancies in its roads department. County Administrator Wes Marino saying the county roads department is understaffed, underfunded, and undermanned. Marino says they are actively taking applications. Coming up in 5 minutes or less. Sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The White House is touting the latest intelligence assessment of the U.S. bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
A source familiar tells Fox the Defense Intelligence Agency's preliminary report assessing that Iran's nuclear program was only set back a few months was based on 1 day's worth of intelligence reporting. Now DNI Gabbard says New intelligence confirms what POTUS has stated numerous times. Iran's nuclear facilities have been destroyed.
Based on the conflict in the Middle East, the FBI is making adjustments in their efforts to protect the homeland.
The FBI is reinforcing its counterterrorism efforts here at home. Attorney General Pam Bondi told the Senate committee today that federal law enforcement is watching for Iran-inspired attacks. Officials say the FBI is shifting resources back to counterterrorism and cybersecurity.
That's Fox's Rich Edson. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim & Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim & Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You wanna graduate, but not in this bed. Is what you gotta do. Pick up the phone.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Call me anytime. Just ring 362-4368. I need a life of
crime. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, while one transitional housing program closes its doors, a new program is set to launch in August. Maxwell Respite Center will officially close on June 30th. The new tenant, Overflow Health Alliance, will introduce a new program called ROOTS. That stands for Reclaiming Our Own Transitional Stability. OHA will provide transitional housing, workforce development, skills training, and primary medical care services at the corner of North Palafox and Maxwell Street.
Okay, changes have come to NAS Whiting Field. U.S. Navy Commander Stephanie Beal is the new executive officer of Whiting in Milton. Beal, a native of San Diego, assumes command as the primary overseer of the base's daily operations, training, and discipline, ensuring smooth coordination of personnel while enforcing security protocols and maintaining base readiness.
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon. The FDLE continues to uncover how deep Pace Pharmacy's alleged illegal drug ring goes. The recent arrest of the pharmacy's owners has uncovered alarming allegations. Stephen and Monique Berklow were rearrested on June 23rd, showing that Stephen allegedly used the identity of numerous local doctors to write himself prescriptions. Agents found at least 30 different controlled medications, all allegedly written by him, using multiple doctors' names from Santa Rosa and Escambia counties.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting. We're following, really not following Andrea as we were yesterday because she's got a fizzle out there in the North Atlantic. National Hurricane Center forecasters continuing to monitor the tropical storm Andrea. It's really a disorganized system now, moving east of Bermuda, away from the U.S. and out over the ocean, over Central Atlantic. Forecasters confirming tropical development over the Gulf of America is unfavorable for the next 7 days. With more on that, meteorologists are saying they are expecting a pretty active hurricane season.
Regardless of the numbers, our preparedness efforts here in Florida, the hurricane capital of the country, should always be the same. We get prepared, end of story, regardless of how many storms are being predicted.
The Weather Service says they are expecting up to 19 named storms this hurricane season.
All right. And a new 11-home subdivision known as Bettmark Place 3 is planned for a lot at 200 East 10 Mile Road. The site currently includes a house and a secondary structure, both of which will remain despite the house being heavily damaged by fire on May 15th. Additionally, the project's engineer has proposed using an existing retention pond at Ashton Brosnahan for managing stormwater runoff.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Center field. Down for a hit. De La Cruz scores and the Reds win. The lash by Lux. The Reds secure the series against the Yankees. Cincinnati has won 12 of 17. It's a walk-off winner for Gavin Lux.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, the Reds beat the Yankees 5-4 in 11 innings. Cincinnati scored twice in the 11th to win it. New York had led 3-0 until the Reds scored three times in the 7th inning. Shohei Ohtani hit his 27th home run. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 9-7. Combined with his production in Japan's Nippon Professional Baseball, Ohtani now has 300 career home runs. In 22 games this month, the Dodgers have scored 11 come-from-behind wins. L.A. trailed Colorado 2-0. The Dodgers remained one game behind the Tigers for the best record in baseball. Detroit won at home, 11-4 over the Athletics. The NL East leading Phillies lost 1-0 to the Astros on Cooper Hummel's solo home run of the eighth inning. Philadelphia still leads the East by a game and a half over the Mets, who were beaten by the Braves, 7-4. Angels rookie Christian Moore hit a game-tying home run against the Red Sox in the eighth inning, and then a two-run walk-off blast in the 10th to beat Boston 3-2. The Red Sox have lost four straight. Garrett Crochet had 10 strikeouts in the loss. Ahead of the first round of the NBA draft tonight, more trades went down yesterday. The Celtics, who had acquired Anthony Simons from the Trailblazers in a deal for Drew Holiday Monday, yesterday dealt center Kristaps Porzingis to the Hawks in a three-team trade with the Nets. Boston is also sending a second-round draft pick to Atlanta. The Celtics get Georges Niang from the Hawks and a second-round pick. The Nets get Terrence Mann from the Hawks and the 22nd overall selection in tonight's draft. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the new generation of basketball stars will be announced tonight when the NBA draft tips off in New York. The first round of the draft begins at 7 p.m. That's in just over 20 minutes. With the Dallas Mavericks in possession of the top pick, the expectation is for them to select Duke freshman Cooper Flagg. Rutgers stars Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey are also expected to be taken early. The San Antonio Spurs, Philadelphia 76ers, Charlotte Hornets, and Utah Jazz round out the top five after Dallas.
638 News Radio 92.3, the Trump administration accusing California of Title IX violations, alleging the state is discriminating against women and girls. Well, Christian Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
The Department of Education revealing investigations found California's Education Department and the California Interscholastic Federation violated Title IX by allowing transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports, giving the state 10 days to agree to changes or face legal action from the Justice Department. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says the Trump administration will relentlessly enforce Title IX protections, which require schools to ensure equal opportunities for girls. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office saying in a statement it wouldn't be a day ending in Y without the Trump administration threatening to defund California. Now Secretary McMahon is confusing government with her WrestleMania days, dramatic, fake, and completely divorced from reality, adding, "This won't stick." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Stephen A. Smith said yesterday that Kevin Durant is easily a top 10 NBA player of all time. And as great as KD is, I don't see how he cracks the top 10. Jordan, LeBron, Kareem Russell, Wilt, Magic, Bird, Shaq, Kobe, and Duncan all have to be in before KD, as those are 10 easy names right there. And I didn't even mention Steph Curry yet. So Stephen A. could say KD is a top 10 player ever, but clearly the math won't add up for that to be a true statement when he sits down to compile his list. I'm Zach Gelb.
Yeah.
check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
In a world parched for excitement, Twisted Tea's your refreshing thrill ride of flavor. The hard iced tea that's smooth, made with real brewed tea and 5% alcohol. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, another major food company is removing artificial colors from their products. Jenny Casola has more on the story in News Radio 92.3.
ConAgra says its frozen foods will no longer contain artificial dyes by the end of the year. The change will impact Bird's Eye, Healthy Choice, and Marie Callender's. ConAgra also makes Slim Jim, Swiss Miss, and many other brands. It also will not offer products with the colors to K through 12 schools, starting with the 2026-27 school year, and will discontinue colors across the manufacturing of its products by 2027. The Trump administration has been urging companies to remove artificial dyes from the U.S. food supply. Kraft Heinz and other food producers are also removing dyes from U.S. food products. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And researchers are working to turn a deadly fungus into a potent cancer-fighting compound. According to a study published in Nature, researchers at UPenn recently used Aspergillus flavus after isolating a new class of molecules from it in a test against leukemia cells, and it resulted in those cells being killed. It's a toxic crop fungus that has been linked to deaths in the excavation of ancient tombs.
All right. Nice afternoon kind of making its way through here. Austin will be back in just a couple of minutes here with the evening forecast, and also looking at a five-day forecast for us. Democratic members of Congress have accused Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of causing people to die. Jessica Rosenthal has more on his testimony before a House committee.
New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone said Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s cuts to HHS have caused chaos.
By canceling funding grants, rescinding billions of dollars in obligated funding, firing thousands of civil servants, and eliminating entire agencies.
He said Kennedy's stance on vaccines will result in people's deaths. Washington Congresswoman Kim Schreier accused RFK Jr. of lying during his confirmation hearing.
I will lay all responsibility for every death from a vaccine-preventable illness at your feet.
But when he pointed out how much Pallone's received in donations from pharmaceutical companies, he was told he had impugned the reputation of a member of Congress. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Maybe he did, you know. Maybe. He did. All right. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. One of the federal government's expert panels on vaccine policy meeting today with newly appointed members who critics say are biased against the use of childhood vaccines. Here's Eben Brown.
New members of the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will meet today for the first time in this role. This is the CDC's expert group that makes recommendations, along with a similar panel at the Food and Drug Administration, about which vaccines should be administered and when. On the panel now are appointees by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., many who have openly expressed doubts on vaccine safety or effectiveness. The agenda for the two-day-long meeting includes discussions on COVID and flu vaccines and a new product that bundles the chickenpox vaccine in with the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, shot. Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Indeed I am. Let's see what we got here. All right. So on the roads, those have been pretty kind to us recently, and that appears to still be the case now. If you're dealing with any problems wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for your weather on a local scale, 80 degrees, low of 76 tonight, slight rainfall chances that are going to bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 93. We're going to see the highs over the course of the next several days drop a little bit to around 89 or 90 heading into your weekend, but all of those days do have moderate rainfall chances.
Okay, high temps continue for the eastern U.S., but changes are a-coming. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
The extremely dangerous heat hangs on for one more day after shattering records yesterday, especially across the Northeast. Temperatures will begin to relax on Thursday, especially for the Midwest and the East Coast. The cold front helping to break the heat will bring the risk of stronger storms and heavy rain for sections of the Midwest, the Upper Mississippi Valley, and the Great Lakes region. And there are flooding concerns for parts of the Southwest and the Plains today. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Okay, 20 people, count them, including children, are struck by lightning at a South Carolina beach park. We have a lot of lightning strikes here in Florida.
Very intimidating.
And South Carolina obviously has their share. Gary Baumgarten has more on the story.
A county spokesperson says one lightning bolt struck a group of 8 adults and 12 children at Dominion State Park. They were swimming when a thunderstorm swept through the Lexington, South Carolina area. First responders say the bolt hit the water and energized a metal cable with buoys surrounding the swimming area. 12 of those hit were taken to local hospitals for treatment. All are expected to recover. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Last week, the average interest rate for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages increased to 6.88% from 6.84, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Rates have moved in a roughly 25 basis point range, just around and below 7% since early April. Shares of Bumble rallied more than 25% after the dating app revealed in a securities filing that it does intend to slash 30% of its workforce. The layoffs will result in upwards of $18 million in charges for the company. A huge amount of Americans feel under pressure to earn big bucks simply to keep the pace with the rising cost of living in a new survey. A Bankrate poll found that nearly half of respondents think they need to make at least $100,000 a year to live comfortably. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow up more than 100 and the Nasdaq gaining 0.3%. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the president of the Teamsters Union is telling Congress not to back a proposal that delays regulating artificial intelligence. Grinnell Scott is on News Radio 92.3.
International Brotherhood of Teamsters President Sean O'Brien called a proposal being considered on Capitol Hill to keep states from regulating AI for 10 years a disaster. In a statement, he said it denies citizens a chance to choose how to rein in the emerging technology. And it also threatens communities, with it becoming more common in autonomous vehicles, worker surveillance, and monitoring. Supporters of the regulatory delay in Congress say the provision will let small AI companies avoid differences in laws from state to state. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And a DoorDash exec is among 8 people dead in a boating accident on Lake Tahoe. He's been identified as 37-year-old Joshua Pickles. The boat capsized last Saturday near the city of South Lake Tahoe in California. After a warm and sunny day gave way to sudden thunderstorms and strong winds, 2 of the people thrown into the lake were rescued and survived.
Minnesota's professional basketball team will have new ownership. Here we go. Timberwolves have been sold. Joe Morgan has the details.
The NBA Board of Governors unanimously approved the $1.5 billion sale of the Timberwolves and the WNBA's Lynx on Tuesday to an investment group led by Mark Lori and former baseball star Alex Rodriguez. The approval ends a lengthy process after owner Glenn Taylor tried to halt the sale last year. More than 1,500 days after the initial agreement, the transaction is expected to close this week, with the Timberwolves planning an introductory press conference for Lori and Rodriguez next month during the NBA Summer League. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is defending the central bank's reluctance to cut interest rates. The chairman was questioned by Senate Republicans during an appearance before the Senate Banking Committee, and he has faced a barrage of insults from President Trump. It comes after the Federal Open Market Committee voted unanimously last week to hold rates steady. Powell says while he and his Fed colleagues are keeping an open mind about the potential impact of Trump's tariffs, they felt it was unwise to cut rates before seeing the effects of the tariffs firsthand.
News Radio 92.3. It is 6:50, 10 away from 7 o'clock. Evening, everybody. Thanks for having us on. The NTSB says Boeing's safety culture is partly to blame for last year's midair blowout of an airplane panel. Tanya J. Powers has more for us.
The National Transportation Safety Board called the mid-flight panel blowout of a new Boeing 737 MAX 9 flight, quote, entirely avoidable, and points to the company's failure to provide adequate training, guidance, and oversight. The incident happened just minutes after Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 took off from Portland, Oregon, leaving a hole in the side of the plane that sucked objects out of the cabin. The NTSB also called out ineffective oversight by the FAA, which has since capped production of the MAX 9 planes at 38 per month. In May, Boeing struck a deal with the Justice Department to avoid a guilty plea stemming from two fatal 737 MAX crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia, which killed a combined 346 people. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right. A nuclear plant in Pennsylvania is being brought back online in order to help power AI. Madison Allworth is in Pennsylvania with the latest.
They were able to expedite the process of getting the power that will be generated here onto the grid. Governor Josh Shapiro says this is all thanks to Pennsylvania cutting the red tape that has at this point made it nearly impossible to build in America. It will have a $1.6 billion investment behind it and will produce 835 megawatts in energy. Most of that power is going to go to Microsoft data centers. Constellation, who owns this plant, inked a 20-year deal with the tech giant for it to buy the power that this nuclear site produces for its data centers and artificial intelligence ambitions. Multiple plants across the country are being brought back to life or added.
All righty, just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return, we'll hit this final stretch of this Wednesday evening. I keep thinking it's Tuesday. We'll hit this final stretch of the Wednesday evening with some pop culture notes one last time before we send you off into tonight right here on News Radio 92.3.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.655 heads up, Pensacola BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together, besides spinning some nice tunes here this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, besides jamming out, I'm also looking at the roads and weather here. Let's see, not too much going on the roads. That's how it's been for just about all this hour, so thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so this evening. Right now, it's 80 degrees, going to be a low of 76. We are going to have some slight rainfall chances that will bleed into your Thursday and, of quite frankly, over the course of the next several days. Thursday's high is going to be 93 with a, once again, similarly to tonight, a low of 76.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Right, new polling shows changes in Americans' views of how same-sex marriage over how it changed over the last decade. And they have. Here's Grinnell Scott.
10 years after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled there was a constitutional right to same-sex marriage, opinions on it have evolved. A new Gallup poll finds U.S. citizens in general are more supportive since the High Court's ruling in 2015. Right now, the political split on the issue is wide. Democratic support for same-sex marriage is at 88%, while only 41% of Republicans are in favor. Gallup also finds a split by age within the GOP. About 60% who are under 50 say same-sex marriage should be legally recognized. Only 36% over 50 say the same. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Man, I personally just can't imagine caring what someone else is doing. Amazon's MGM's Bratz movie may have Kim Kardashian as its star. Amazon MGM won the rights. Yeah, I know. You're gonna be first in line for this, dude.
You
opening
got
night.
It. Absolutely.
Amazon MGM won the rights to the live action film, which is based on the Bratz fashion doll toy line launched in 2001. In addition to acting in the film, Kardashian as well as Picture Start have been tapped to produce the feature, while Charlie Polinger and Lucy McKendrick are penning the screenplay.
First of all, can she act? I'm not sure what she does.
The best
I knew what she did before.
The best I can do is a crude adult film and a reality TV show with her family members.
Bingo. Okay, artificial intelligence could soon run its... You ready this? Mm. AI robots running its own robots. Ooh. It's getting confusing. Eben Brown reports.
Google DeepMind now has an artificial intelligence designed to run on a robot. Not simply run a robot, but be installed to the robot. It's called Gemini Robotics on Device, and it can control a robot's movement in order to perform automated and autonomous tasks. When installed on a type of two-arm device from Franka Robotics, it was able to handle objects and tackle tasks it had previously not been trained to do, like assembling things. Google says having the AI installed directly to the robot helps to decrease the lag time between command and execution. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a social media influencer is facing legal trouble in Texas now after allegedly threatening podcaster Joe Rogan. According to Travis County jail records, the Austin PD have arrested Brian Johnson, known online as the social media influencer Liver King. Johnson faces one charge of terroristic threat, which is a Class B misdemeanor. The influencer had been sharing posts on social media challenging Rogan to a fight.
A Nashville charity event got a pretty darn big high-profile surprise. Michelle Polino has it.
Taylor Swift made a surprise return to the stage Tuesday night in Nashville, grabbing a guitar and delivering a surprise performance at Brooklyn Bowl. It happened during the Tight Ends and Friends charity show, part of Tight End University, where her boyfriend Travis Kelce was co-hosting. Scheduled performer Kane Brown brought her on stage, handing over the spotlight to Swift, who egged on the crowd.
We were thinking, like,
and that set off the gathering of 1,200 as they lit up social media with footage of her playing her hit, Shake It Off. The event marked her first live performance since wrapping the Eras Tour 6 months ago. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Burlington, Vermont, trying to draw the line between free expression and full exposure. Yeah, they're working on a nudity ordinance up there. Matt Murphy has the story.
The city council has backed a new ordinance aimed at cracking down on so-called nuisance nudity in downtown Burlington. While Vermont law doesn't ban public nudity outright, Burlington leaders say they've been hearing from an increasing number of local businesses and residents about incidents of indecent exposure near schools and busy areas. The new rule is meant to give police more authority without trampling on First Amendment rights. A city committee will now draft the final language before a vote takes place. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Okay, been an interesting afternoon. We'll do it all again tomorrow starting at 4. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I do hope you have a great evening. And if you're driving around, watch out. The roads are a little bit slippery out there. But we'll see you again tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock. Have a great evening.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.